3-year pay freeze for the public sector. When the current government announced that those in the public sector earning over $60,000 would have a 3-year pay freeze, there was a backlash from the said sector. Teachers, the police, prison and the defence force, nurses, border workers, and most government employed, many of which spent last year on the front line without a pay rise. Understaffed and working long hours, they now have 3 more years to look forward to, with no provision for even the cost of living, which at 2% a year will be a 6% loss by the end of those 3 years. Added to that, the slowdown of international trade, supply shortages, and the increased cost of food and non-food products, it will effectively cut into their income and reduce it even more. They're understandably feeling pretty damn unappreciated, let down by a government that has long advocated the need for kindness. The Council of Trade Unions President, Richard Wagstaff, met with the government negotiators to ask that the pay review, set for 3 years' time, be brought forward to next year. He said that it was agreed that there is scope to discuss cost of living increases in negotiations for all union members covered by collectives, with higher increases for low-paid workers, and that there is no pay freeze. However, Public Service Minister Chris Hipkins said there were no changes to last week's expectations. Australia could be a viable option for many New Zealanders that are unhappy here. It has higher wages and lower living costs, particularly for those wanting to get on the property ladder. With the government's latest move, one it claims is to reduce expenditure, though neither Hipkins nor Finance Minister Grant Robertson could say how much exactly that might be. New Zealand could be in danger of losing teachers, nurses, police and anyone else that might be feeling unappreciated. The shortages in those professions will get worse if that happens. Teachers and nurses are saying there is little incentive for recruitment or advancement in their career choice, and public sympathy lies with them and frontline workers. The government's hard line may backfire on it all the way to the polls.